Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, they're live. Bill of Shorewood, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill of Shorewood?
Hey, Matt. What's on my mind is the Senate candidates to run against Ron Johnson, the Democratic Party Senate candidates. There must be six or seven of them out there by now, even though the local paper here has only talked about two or three of them. And I had an idea for your radio show, and that is that perhaps you could establish some kind of a one-on-one debate format where the candidates could volunteer in pairs so that they could actually have time to discuss an issue in some detail and then get the views of one of the other candidates. And in a one-on-one format, you don't have this big crowded field up on a stage with basically a joint appearance kind of format. And I was thinking if you could offer that to the candidates, the relative unknown people might be able to display their talent before the voters and your listeners and see what happens. What do you think?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Who is your recommendation, pairs or first pair? Who would you recommend invite on the show?
This Peter Pekarsky keeps calling into your program, and he's announced within the last week. Tom Nelson is being ignored, but he's a very bright guy. Both of these guys are really bright people, but in the scheme of things, they're going to have to get before some more voters to try their ideas out. And so far, they're having trouble doing that. And then I would think other people would see the example set by the first debate and want to get in on the offer that you make available to them.
You know, that's a pretty good idea. Let me, I'll tell you some history about that. Most people don't recall this, but back just before JFK's assassination in 63, he and Barry Goldwater were actually friends, even though they were, one's a liberal, one's a conservative. And they had tentatively agreed that they would go around the country together and debate. And frankly, in my view, Jack Kennedy didn't have to do that because he was the president and he was just elevating Goldwater, but he was interested in ideas. I remember in 1986, I ran for the Senate against Ed Garvey for the Democratic nomination. Bob Caston was the incumbent. And over on the Republican side, Tommy Thompson was running, and a guy named George Watts, a businessman who is a friend of mine, although he was a conservative Republican from Milwaukee, was running. I called George up and I said, George, you know, you and I need a little exposure. Why don't you and I debate? I'm running for the Senate, you're running for governor, but you can give the Republican point of view on the economy, and I'll give the Democratic point of view, and people learn something. He thought it was a great idea. And then he went to Caston as a courtesy, and Caston said, don't do it. Don't give exposure to the other side, any of them. So he wouldn't do it. But I think now, you know, there are now at least six or seven candidates. I think there are going to be more. Mandela Barnes is talking about getting in. And some of the newspapers, like the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, look on it as a three-person race. They basically said it. There are three principal candidates, Mandela Barnes, who hasn't even gotten in yet, Sarah Godlewski, the state treasurer, and Alex Lazary. And they're all fine people. But you also have Tom Nelson. You know, you also have, there's a woman who's a doctor from Wausau. There's an activist who's thinking of doing it. Chris Larson of Milwaukee. And then you have Peter Pekarsky just announced. And, one of the problems with group debates with seven, eight people, maybe more in the gubernatorial election primary in 2018. There were a dozen of them, I think. And what happens is everybody lines up and they get to speak for 2 minutes and they have to raise their hands. So somebody will say, who will raise taxes? And four of them raise their hands. And who will? They don't explain it. It's crazy. So I like the idea. And I will right now say any candidates running for the Senate in pairs and twosies want to come on this show, I will give you time and I'll moderate it. And I will, you make a brief opening statement for maybe 90 seconds or 2 minutes. And then I'll ask you questions. I'll ask about healthcare, about climate change. I'll ask about the Voting Rights Act, preserving our democracy, infrastructure. And there'll be no baloney. You'll have to explain what you think. So whoever wants to come on, this is an open invitation. And Bill of Shoreward mentions Tom Nelson of Outagamie County, the friend of mine. I know Tom, the county executive of Outagamie County. Peter Pekarsky, who just announced a degree in electrical engineering from MIT and knowledgeable about climate change and a lot of other technical subjects. The two of them want to come on. Just say the word. Call Luke. Call Luke right here. Sarah Godlewski and Alex Lazary want to come on. Call Luke. Call right here. That's how you get through to me. That's how you get through to me. Mandela Barnes wants to come on. Chris Larson, any of you guys. Because you are going to be in forums where you're going to have a whole bunch of you and you're going to raise your hand like in kindergarten. And it's a nasty way to do it. So I think it's a good idea. You're going to answer the hard questions. You're going to face live pitching. A lot of you guys think you can hit pitching. You can't hit pitching. You can't hit pitching unless it's live pitching. And that means it's not batting practice pitching. You're not talking to your consultants. We got to beat Ron Johnson, period. He's the most vulnerable guy. He is the only, well, first of all, he's bad news. He's the one who said that he doesn't trust the FBI and the CIA, but he trusts Trump, who trusts Putin. Secondly, he said that the insurrectionists were tourists. They were just good people. A bunch of the fellas letting off some steam. He would have been worried if it was Black Lives Matter. He basically, he's not vaccinated. He casts shade on vaccination. Enough. We got to get him out. He is the only Republican running for re-election in 2022 from a state that Joe Biden won. It should be low-hanging fruit. We got to pick him up, this seat. We got to pick up Toomey's seat in Pennsylvania, a couple of the others, because they're going to be fighting off the attack on Raphael Warnock in Georgia, where they're throwing people off the voting rolls and making it a felony to give even a glass of water to a pregnant woman in line in the sun who faints. These are bad things. And the Supreme Court, the Republican Supreme Court, has upheld very bad restrictions in Arizona. This is war. We got to take the Ron Johnson seat. My candidate is the one who can beat Ron Johnson. We got to find out who it is. It reminds me, there was a very difficult golf course in one of the majors one time, British Open. Somebody went up to the official and said, you are here to humiliate the best golfers in the world. And he said, we're not here to humiliate them. We're here to identify them. In other words, don't complain about the terrain. Deal with it. So I'll issue this invitation. Tom Nelson, Peter Pekarsky, you want to debate? Call Luke. Sarah Godlewski, Alex Lazary, you want to debate? Call Luke. Mandela Barnes, Chris Larson, Dr. I think it's Bettina from Wausau, and then the activist and whoever else wants to do it, call Luke. You'll get some time on this show and we will debate. Excellent idea. We got to go to the break. Plenty to talk about. Lines still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.